Happy Sunday, Squamish. Before we get to the weather, a heads up from the district for tomorrow regarding Brennan Park entrances. The Muni says starting on Monday, January 13th, access to the rec center from the East Arena entrance lobby will be restricted as phase 2 of construction progresses. Temporary accessible and non-accessible washrooms will be available along the south wall outside the auditorium, the district said in a Facebook post. We kindly ask patrons to use the south entrance to access the auditorium until further notice. Wayfinding signage will be in place to assist you. Thank you for patience and understanding as we work to improve the space. Okay, now on to today's weather. It will be cloudy today, with a 30% chance of wet flurries early this morning, before it clears, according to Environment Canada. The wind will be light except blowing from the north at 30 km per hour over southern sections this morning. Tonight, it will be clear. The wind will be light, except blowing from the north 30 km per hour over southern sections. We will see a high of 3°C and a low of -4°C, which could feel like -7°C with the wind chill. Sunrise and sunset. Sunrise on Jan. 12 is at 8:06 a.m. Sunset today will be at 4:36 p.m. Moon phase. It is a full moon tonight, folks. The moon's illumination is currently 97.7%. It is currently located in the constellation of Gemini, according to phasesmoon.com. Moonrise is at 2:59 p.m. Moonset is at 7:46 a.m. BC. Extremes. Yesterday's hot spot in all of BC was North Cowichan, which hit a high of 10.9°C, according to Environment Canada data. It was also the hot spot in all of Canada. The high in Squamish yesterday was 4.5°C. The coldest spot in BC on January 11th was Fort Nelson, which saw a high of -14.4°C. Today's hot spot in BC is slated to be Kamchevka Island, in Haida Gwaii, which could reach 8.2°C. The coldest spot in the province is predicted to be Fort Nelson, which could see a low of -14.3 today. Tides. The next high tide is at 5:53 a.m., height 4.79 meters, low tide today is at 10:40 p.m., 3.92 meters, according to tide-forecast.com. The final tide, a low tide, will be at 10:34 p.m. 0.39 meters, seawater temp. According to seatemperature.info, the seawater temperature in Howe Sound today is 7.5°C. Based on the site's historical data over a period of 10 years, the warmest water on this day in Howe Sound was recorded in 2019 and was 7.2°C, and the coldest was recorded in 2013 at 6°C. Seawater temperature in Howe Sound is expected to drop to 6.4°C in the next 10 days. January average water temperature in Howe Sound is 6.5°C, the minimum temperature is 5.1°C, and the maximum is 7.8°C. Avalanche forecast. According to avalog.co, today, the alpine rating is moderate, the treeline rating is moderate, and the below treeline rating is low. Known problems include wind slabs. The advice for today from avalog.co is, stay off wind-loaded slopes and be mindful of overhead hazard, especially during periods of strong sun. Avoid slopes that sound hollow or drum-like. Be alert to conditions that change with elevation and sun exposure. Limit exposure to steep, sun-exposed slopes, especially when the solar radiation is strong. Pay attention to cornices and give them a wide berth when traveling on or below ridges. Sea-to-sky gondola conditions. The sea-to-sky gondola is open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. today, with the last download at 6 p.m. Grooming. Backcountry access road to Upper Shannon Creek Bridge, 3 km return. Grooming starts from Lodge. Last groomed, January 11th, Sky Pilot Valley Trail, 5 km return. 0.109 centimeters of snow at the snow groomer turnaround at 1,050 meters. 6 centimeters new snow over the last 24 hours. Last groomed, January 11th. Swap your tote? If you want to change the size, and thus the price, of your trash and or organics tote, you are bumping up against some yearly deadlines with the district. Here are the Muni's deadlines for changing your tote and organics collection service. January 31, 2025. New, add a second organics collection container for 2025. October 31, 2025. Change the size of your garbage tote for 2026. Upsize your recycling tote from medium to large, No additional cost for the larger tote, but a $50 exchange fee applies. Find out much more on the district's website. Events to note: there's always something going on in this town. Here's a couple of events that stood out to us for this week. Today, there's Pokemon Trade and Play at Arrowwood Games, located at 38,157 2 Avenue, from 3 to 5 p.m. Bring your cards to trade and or battle it out with other Pokemon players. Don't know how to play yet? The staff there will teach you. This event is suitable for all ages, reads the listing, Jan. 15, there's Speed Dating, 30 plus, at Trickster's Hideout, 38,005 Cleveland Avenue from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Cuffing season is here, and Trickster's Hideout is bringing the heat with our Save the Date Speed Dating Spectacular for the 30-plus crowd. Bundle up, grab your $10 ticket, and get ready for a cozy evening of laughter, connections, and maybe even love. Plus, every ticket comes with a chance to win a Trickster's Hideout gift card, perfect for your next date night, reads the listing. There are many more events coming up. Go to our online events calendar to see them all. Want a possible shout-out in our daily report? Load your event into our free calendar by clicking Create an Event. Christmas Tree Disposal. As your Christmas tree dries out, it becomes more flammable. 36% of tree fires happen in January, reads a National Fire Protection Association, NFPA. Post, shared by Squamish Fire Rescue. Here's the lowdown on where to take your real Christmas tree now that the holidays are over, according to the Squamish-Lillooet Regional District. Scouts Tree Chipping Event by donation today, January 12th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Canadian Tire. Squamish Landfill Daily. 9 a.m. to 5:45 p.m. tipping fees apply curbside collection regular collection days, place an organics tote. Cut into small pieces, diameter. No parking on Southside, Britannia Avenue, McGee Street to Buckley Avenue. No parking on Eastside, Harris Road, Government Road to Cul-de-Sac. No parking on Southside, Hope Road, Depot Road to Axon Road. No parking on Eastside, Diamond Road, Tantalus Road to Garibaldi Way. No parking on North Side, Diamond Head Road, Garibaldi Way to Mamquam Road. No parking on West Side, Glacier View Drive, entire street. No parking on the outside perimeter. To find out more, go to squamish.ca/winter-parking.issues to note on the highway. According to Drive BC, if you are heading north on Highway 99, continue to watch for slushy sections between Trudy's Landing and Quetza Road for 29.6 kilometers. Whistler to Pemberton. Gas prices in Squamish today. Regular gas is going for 164.9 cents per liter at the Squamish Valley Gas Bar, located at 9001 Valley Doctor in Whistler. You can fill up for 165.9 per liter at most stations. In Pemberton, gas is going for 164.9 per liter at AC Gas, located at 7432 Prospect Street. The cheapest gas in Vancouver is at the Mobile at 350 Southeast Marine Drive, where you can fill up for 170.9 per liter, according to Gas Buddy. The cheapest gas in BC can be found in Vernon, where you can fill up for 149.9 per liter at the Super Save Gas, at 36332nd Street.